Hello, welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. I trust that the grace of the Lord is with you this day. Every day is a beautiful day if we can praise and honor the Lord for it. And for our inspiration today, I would like to continue reading in Luke chapter 2. We have covered Luke 1 and 2, or parts of chapter 2, but we have been seeing the wonderful prophecies and the declarations, I should say, that people have made, like Simeon and Anna, how they spoke of what a great thing it is now that they're able to die because they have seen the words that the Lord had told them, the revelations that the Lord had given them. Now they finally get to see it with their own eyes. And yeah, so it was a very wonderful time with Jesus being born. And then when we ended in chapter 2, verse 40, it said that the child grew and he waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom and the grace of God. So, and then in verse 41, as we continue now, it says, now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. So now we're told that he is 12 years old. And I don't know if any of you remember when you were 12 years old. I really don't remember that, but I can't imagine that I was I would have had some of these experiences or these thoughts that this child had here. As we'll continue reading, maybe some of you remember when you were 12. But it says here in 43, then continuing, and when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. So as we get the picture, and when they were done with the feast of the Passover, the parents were leaving to go back home, and they did not realize that Jesus had stayed behind. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. So we get the picture that it was a lot of people that were walking, or most likely they were walking, but traveling, I should say, together. So I guess it wasn't too hard to not miss somebody or a child. They just assumed that he was with his other relatives. But they went a whole day before they realized it. So they turn around and says, when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that encouraging to see what the power of God is and the Spirit of God when a person has the Spirit of God in him, like Jesus did here? Because we tend to forget, I think, that he was man. He was just as human as we are. But the Spirit of God was in him. To have all these desires and the understanding. Because if we remember in verse 40, it said that he waxed strong in spirit. He was filled with wisdom. And the grace of God was upon him. So it's revealed here that is so. And he's sitting in there with the, probably I would imagine all adults of both the rabbis, doctors, is hearing them. So he's listening to them and then he was asking them questions. And I imagine that they, well, by the sounds of it, the kind of questions he asked, and then must be the asking questions also, because it says that they were astonished at his understanding and answers. Verse 48, and when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. So mom tells him, you know, why'd you do this to us? You know, we didn't know you were out with us and been looking for you. We're very worried. And then Jesus says, and he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? In other words, he would say, how is it that you were looking for me? Didn't you know that I have to be about my father's business? And I imagine if our son, 12-year-old son, would say that to us, we would be very perplexed. We would be, you can't understand that. And that's what Joseph and Mary here just experienced. And it just says in verse 50, and they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And that's always amazing to me that they actually did not understand. Well, I guess it would be very, like I said, it would be very hard to understand at this point that he was 12 years old, and who could imagine that he would be interested in those things. And so that was a marvel. They marveled at it. And verse 51, and he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. So so he went back. So he left when they found him, then he went with them. And it says that he was subject unto them, so he was obedient to his parents. But it says that his mother Mary kept all these sayings in her heart, so she pondered these things. The angel had told her what type of person she was going to give birth to, but I think that she still, it was hard to really grasp everything, to grasp the true meaning of everything that the angel had told her. And that's why I think that some of these things that she heard from Jesus, like what Jesus just got done saying, all she can do is just keep them in her heart and say, well, someday I probably will understand more. And I think that's really how the Word of God is to us. That's how I have experienced often that when I don't understand something, I have to say, well, the Lord God has not meant for me to understand it right now, but I trust and I pray that he will reveal it to me in his time. And that's how we have to be resigned to God. That's how we have to look at God when we pray and we seek his wisdom and his understanding. We need to also understand that the way God reveals his will and his wisdom, power, and grace, all that, he gives it to us when he knows that we can absorb it, or that it will actually be to exercise us. And I know that a lot of people go to seminaries or some other teaching colleges or schools to learn about the Bible. But the example that we see in Scripture is that a lot of these apostles, they were just simple men, workers, men that were not educated, but yet the Spirit of God taught them everything. And it was the same way with the apostles. Oftentimes it said they did not understand. it wasn't given them to understand what Jesus was saying. But then at one, I think there was scripture, I didn't look this up, but it said something like, where Jesus said that you will understand this, you know, like you it, later on you will understand it. And then he also says that the Holy Ghost, when he comes, the Comforter, he will teach you all things. He will reveal all things to you. And that's a wonderful promise that we can have, and let's grasp onto that and let that be our leading. And I'll just read the last verse here in chapter 2. It says, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man." So 12 years old, but they continued to grow. He became taller, bigger in person. I mean, in the physical sense, but he also increased in wisdom. And it says that he was in favor with God and man. And that was because he was obedient to God. Like he said, he had to be about his father's business. And he also was subject to his parents. He was obedient to his parents. And I imagine that his parents taught him well, and he grew up to be an obedient child and young man, and that's really what we all those of us that have children, that's what we pray that God would help us to do with our children, and God wants that with all his children, and that's all of us. So I pray that that's how it is with you, and like I say, always say, stay encouraged. Look to the Lord for his wisdom and understanding, and remain in his grace. So until next time, Lord be with you.